is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going for surf. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkin's Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack. in for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Dosik. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the drum is beating loudly here at the Versailles High School gym as we await the start of this game between the home-standing Versailles Tigers and the visiting Anna Rockets. Anna coming into the game with a loss now, having been beaten last night at Jackson Center. I'm sure all of you have heard. We covered the game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna 15-1, 9-1 in the Shelby County League. The upstart Versailles Tigers have reeled off two huge triumphs in a row, clobbering Rushi last Saturday, 65-49, and last night swamped Minster, 66-34. Chuck, it would be an overstatement to say these two teams are going in opposite directions. That's not the case. Any high school basketball campaign is filled with a lot of little mini streaks, but right now Versailles appears to be hot. Anna's got to respond, rebound tonight, and get back on the winning side of the ledger and restore confidence, which Jackson Center took away from them for four quarters last evening.
Yeah, you could tell that as the game went on last night, and the score was, Jackson was up 6, 7, 8 points in the fourth quarter a lot. You could see the tension in the Anna kids. You and I talked about, is a loss good? I never coached a game where at the end of the game I said, thank God we lost that one. But I do understand what you're saying about some of the pressure comes off. But this is a mental thing for them tonight. I don't think they're going in the wrong direction. And one loss to a very good basketball team is not the wrong direction. But they can't afford to go out here. They had a flat game, I thought, against Rushi, yep. And they ended up winning that one. They were kind of flat starting out last night, and Jackson took advantage of it. They can't afford that tonight because you're right. Versailles is on a roll.
Well, this is our fifth webcast since Tuesday. Chuck, if the game tonight is anything at all like last year when Versailles beat Anna on Arn's buzzer beater from 16 feet away, we'll lose our voices before this evening is over.
That was a great game last year. And, I mean, we don't get to see Arn's probably going to be here tonight, but if he was, he could be because their game's over. They played at noon today.
Anna Rockets on the road. Anna's fared very well on the road this year. Owns a nice victory, at Jackson Center early in the season, 65-48. Anna's been a club which has fought through some adversity all season long. They've had to make comebacks. Anna's a team that likes to pressure. When you don't make field goals and shoot it so poorly like the Rockets did last night, you cannot install the press like head coach Nate Barhorst would have preferred.
Well, if you look at the last night, and all you have to do is look at Huelskamp and Bixler, they had two baskets between them, both by Bart Bixler. They scored 12 points. Huelskamp did not make a shot. He's a dead three-point shooter, and his shot was not only just off, it wasn't even close last night.
Right.
And as the game went on, it got worse. So it becomes mental, and I think tonight, if he has a real good start to the game, he's going to be okay.
Not going to fault Anna's defense one bit last night. Jackson Center just made big shot after big shot after big shot, and Aiden Reichert was a big thorn in Anna's side all evening long.
He was a monster, and I'll tell you, Platfoot had a nice game, but Aiden Reichert, the sophomore, was terrific. have. He ended up with 20. Didn't score in the first quarter because he got a second foul with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter and had to sit part of that in the beginning of the second quarter. Still ended up with 20.
Opposing team tonight, the Versailles Tigers from the Midwest Athletic Conference, won 8 of the first 12 and then dropped 3 in a row to Lyman Central Catholic, St. Henry. No shame in either one of those two defeats. But then a 9-pointer at Parkway. Into town came Rushi. Versailles got well in a hurry. Head coach Travis Swank in his third year has got his club turned the right way. What a response last evening by Versailles, blowing out Minster. Everybody thought that game would be a 3 or 4 pointer here at Versailles, and the Tigers beat them at 32.
Well, Hunter Van Skyhawk, and I was talking to Scott Ward, who covered the game, he said they didn't guard him. And he said, if you let that kid set his feet, he'll drill you. And he had, I think, 20 last night.
24.
But the one you got to watch is Michael Stahlman. That kid against Rushi, they could have put 4 kids on him. I don't think they could have stopped him. He got to the rim anytime he chose. And if they came and cut him off, he is so good, adept at dropping the ball to the post players that everybody succeeded. And he had a great night scoring. He had 30 points, and I guarantee he had at least 10 assists to go with those 30 points. I also saw him play at Fort Loramie. He didn't have a good game there. He plays the same way every time, and if he's on, he's a monster, and if he's off, you know, that kind of hurts for sales a little bit.
Well, this is a basketball game tonight, not a track meet, but I tell you what, if Michael Stahlman, Riley Yulskamp, Bart Bixler are feeling fresh legs tonight on a Saturday after a tough Friday game last evening, if they are super fresh and full of energy, we could have a track meet instead of a basketball game here tonight.
Well, I think they might see some track meet score up there too on the scores. I think a 94-foot floor for Anna, it gives them better spacing.
Good point.
It allows them to use their athleticism. I think a big court is that plays into their favor.
How about the game of the inside player for the Anna Rockets last evening? Let's talk about him for just a moment. Assess his performance.
Who are you talking about?
For Anna, the young man with the long arms out on the perimeter. Griffin Dosik.
Dosik. He had 15. I mean, he played well, made three throws. He only had 3 baskets.
Right.
And he had no threes. He's a really good three-point shooter. And at 6'5", normally he can get out there and shoot over top of defenses. Jackson Center doesn't play your normal defense.
When Dosik and Hulskamp and Bixler combine for a grand total of 5 field goals, Anna's not going to win ever.
They're not going to win, and I'll tell you, they don't give me a vote, but if I got to vote for the first team all-county, those 3 young men would be on it for Anna. And then I've got a couple of other choices, but I would have trouble keeping any one of those 3 off.
I wonder how much Anna will attempt to press for sales tonight with Stahlman, who runs the floor extremely well.
Well, that's a scary proposition. I think you go ahead and you pick your spots, but anytime you press, you got to decide, am I getting more out of it, or are they getting more out of it? And at that point, you got to make decisions. If you're turning them over, you keep going, but if they're going through you, then you got to adjust and play something different.
Anna's a better free throw shooting team, 71% to Versailles 64. Sometimes in the fourth quarter, Chuck, that rears its ugly head. The foul shooting has paved the way for Jackson Center in big recent victories over Fort Loramie and last night against Anna.
Well, Anna was 22 of 27 last night.
Right.
That's not shabby. I'll take that all day long. But they missed a couple of crucial ones.
Yes.
When they got it down to 47-45, and they had a chance, and they made 1 out of 3 on a three-point shooter that was fouled. Then they missed the front end of the 1-and-1. Those are big points in a loss like that.
I don't know how many high school basketball coaches I've come across this season, Chuck, who are keeping close tallies on fourth quarter free throw shooting percentage. I don't know how you prepare for that. Maybe you shoot free throw after free throw in practice after you're just about worn out, because that's when you're going to shoot them in the fourth quarter of games.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter free throw shooting, it decides contest. That's all there is to it.
We never, when I coached, I never had the kids shoot free throws during practice until the end of practice. I wanted them to run sprints, then I wanted them to go out and shoot free throws. But it's tired, yes, but it's also mental. And I've had kids that would shoot maybe 80%
during the first three quarters and struggle shooting free throws at the end. It's an art, and boy, you just gotta have the mental toughness to do the same exact thing every time on your free throw. That's when you're gonna be okay.
Chuck, this Versailles Tigers team has only hit the 60 mark all year long six times, but they've done it in three of the last four games. That tells me the offense has developed chemistry. The Tigers are putting the ball in the basket more often now with greater regularity. It might take 70 points to win this game tonight.
It is real possible. I mean, I kind of equate them to Fort Laramie. You lose all those scorers. You still got some talent back, but you lose the people you went to at the end of games. This is the first time in 8 years there hasn't been an Arns out here playing basketball for Versailles. These kids have had to learn to be the guy, and that's something that happens during the game. You can't just be told by the coach, you're our guy now. You got to think it, and you got to know it.
And the last several seasons here at Versailles, there's been not one Arns, not two, but three.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many things. Thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this Versailles game, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance north of Sydney, south of Anna, the U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. We've got the starting lineups in the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A fine round of applause following the singing of our national anthem.
That was well done. I thought they were clapping for me to be able to get out of here and back in without killing myself.
Oh, same here. I just about twisted my ankle trying to stand up here for the national anthem. Slightly tight quarters, but a good perch.
Oh, yeah.
Row three right behind the scorer's table at Versailles High School. Chuck, I bet we've got a good, 1,600 here tonight?
It's a good crowd. It's not quite like what they had with Rushi last week. The place was jammed, but it's still a good crowd for a Saturday night.
As I mentioned several minutes ago, this is game five for us here on scoresbroadcast.com in 5 days. And on Monday, we've got game six in 7 days. Minster at the Ottoville Girls, tip time 7 o'clock. Hopefully our voices hold up throughout the remainder of this evening and on Monday. Starting to wear just a bit. So if I do crack slightly throughout the broadcast here tonight, please bear with me. So many thanks to additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions, plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. That's helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits call 937-498-7282. Check with Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Anna Rockets being introduced. Isaac Leininger, 5'11", a junior, 6 points a game at guard, along with Riley Hilskamp, 5'10", junior, 14 a game. Mark Bixler, 5'11", a junior, 16 a game. Carter Elliott, 9 points per contest, 6'4", and a senior. And Griffin Dosick, nearly 15 points a game, 6'5", a senior. Griffin, I apologize. I had a brain glitch several minutes ago, and I forgot your name.
Griffin, I do that some, too.
But Griffin Dosick is perhaps the difference maker in this game tonight. If he plays like he can because of his athletic ability, Chuck, I'm not sure there's a Tiger out there on the floor who can guard him really well if Dosick has the kind of quality show he can put on.
Well, Toner's got the length, but I don't know if he has the physicalness to play with Dosick inside.
Yeah, Dosick is so athletic. Starting lineup for the Versailles Tigers. We'll run it down for you here momentarily. Stammen at guard. Michael Stammen, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Leading scorer on this club, 14.5 points a game this year, is Stammen. And here we go. Opening tap, won by the Anna Rockets. Rockets have it. Forecourt left. Right away, Elliott chucks up a three. Boy, that was a hasty one. Way short. Rebound comes down to the Versailles Tigers. Versailles with possession, opening half minute of this contest. Anna shot it quick, missed it. Top of the circle, Stammen for the Versailles Tigers. He's got Heaston down in the post. Stammen drives into the lane, flips it up, underhanded, short. We got a wild scrum for the loose ball. Versailles and a football game down in the far corner. And somebody called a timeout to salvage the possession in the first 31 seconds.
Well, as a coach, you think, okay, that's maybe good thinking, except for the fact that I don't want a timeout at 7:30 just to save a possession.
We're back in a moment. No score on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Versailles Tigers possession, 7:27 and counting left to go. First quarter, no score in this game. Stammen, 5'10", junior guard for Versailles. He runs the show out front. He's joined by Ryan Martin, a 6'2 junior. Dakota Nafsker, a 6'1 junior, as Versailles shoots an elbow jumper outside the lane of the left. Nafsker missed it, and Anna got the rebound. No scoring in this game. We played a minute. Straight away, Elliott almost jacked up another three. Hilskamp in the left corner. Starts a drive, pulls up. Short corner jumper. Good.
I don't think he's lost any confidence just because he didn't shoot it well last night. He's too good of an athlete.
No, that was the most fluid play he has shown us in two nights. Yep. Far better than anything last night when Riley simply had an off game. 2-0 in favor of Anna. We played 85 seconds here in the first quarter. Top of the circle, Evan Heaston, 6'2 post players got it. Throws it far left side to Martin. Martin dishes straight away. It is Austin Toner, 6'6 junior, whom Chuck mentioned a few minutes ago. Now 25 feet out to Heaston. Heaston bobbles, staggers in the paint, throws a bullet, a 5-foot pass with a lot of mustard on it down inside to Toner, but no catch was made. Out of bounds, it went. 2-0 in favor of Anna, 6:15 to go first quarter. Ball being walked up over the timeline by Hilskamp. He's picked up on the arc by Martin. Ball fed, deep left corner. It's Leininger. Leininger starts to drive. He's on the edge of the lane below the basket, doesn't shoot. Lobs it out back to Bixler. He leaves it behind him to the three-point shooter, Elliott. His second long-range bomb try of this game. That one, too, a bit heavy. The rebound down to Versailles. Here come the Tigers rolling into the forecourt. It's Nafsker. Then he goes below the foul line and then circles back out on top. He's picked up by Leininger. And now Dosick on the hedge. Right side to Stammen. Straight away, shot fake. Now a three-pointer, Banasker. He's got it. Anna didn't guard him very well. And Nasker plopped one in. Countering Anna, foul line jumper. Bixler, swish for the Rockets. 4-3, Anna. 5:17 left to go, opening quarter. Here's Stammen barreling down the right side of the floor. He is being crowded by Uhlskamp. After about six or seven dribbles, the whistle finally made the call. A little bit aggressive was Riley.
Well, I think Stammen might have pushed him a little bit, but he rode him all the way down. That's the call's going to go against you defensively on that.
Yep. 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Little give and go in the inbounds. Martin on the receiving end for Versailles. Driving layup is good. 5-4 Versailles. And a four-court to her left. Leininger straightaway Dosik. Outside the arc on the left side. It's Uhlskamp to Dosik. Oh, right around Houston. Houston got a piece of it, though. Good late defense by Evan. Shot was deflected. Versailles came down with the board. Houston gave it up to Stammen straightaway. Uhlskamp on him. Coming out to grab it, Toner. Left corner, Nasker. He's got some room to roam into the paint area. A flyer from 10 feet off the mark. Rebound by Anna. Long chest pass. Too far for Bixler, who saves it inbounds somehow to Uhlskamp, who launches a three, overshoots it. Weak side rebound for Sales. Near steal in backcourt by Bixler. Ball fed up the hardwood to Stammen. Stammen tries to bounce it low on the right to Houston. It's too low for him. Down around the ankles. Out of bounds to Anna.
Yeah, he needs to stop at the foul line there and then look to dish instead of taking it so deep.
4:16 to go here in the first period of play. 5-4 Anna. Uhlskamp steps over the timeline. Picked up by Martin, high left to Leininger. Into the post to Dosik. He swivels on the arc to Elliott. Elliott's third three ball of this game. Good. First two were errant. That one on the button. 7-5 Anna. Quickly, Nasker hustling down the floor against Anna pressure. Low on the left to Toner. Shot fake up against Elliott. Off the heel. Bodies go flying for the rebound. Anna's got it. Here's Bixler. One-on-one against Stammen. Bark to the paint. Banked it in. 9-5 Anna.
This is the kind of pace that Anna likes to play at. They got to be thrilled after last night.
Yep. Exactly. Jackson Center made Anna play half court. And Versailles may allow Anna to run quite a bit. Here's Stammen. Finds an open player down to the inside. It's Martin. He peeled off a screen, got a gimme, but blew it. In and out. Rebound Anna. Uhlskamp, forecourt left. A long triple. Bingo! Anna hot. Rockets on fire. Lead at 12-5. 3:14 left. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Up 8 straight points for Anna in about 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Chuck. It was 5-4 Versailles. Now 12-5 Rockets.
Well, and 9 of those 12 points have come from Uhlskamp and Bixler. That's what they needed after last night.
And now Anna, after a made field goal, can continue to put on the pressure. We've got 6 players in backcourt. Coming up the near side, Stammen. He's being pursued. Gives it up to Nosker. Here's a deep right corner triple by him. Short. Rebound Anna. Long throw down to Uhlskamp. Stops and pops from 15. Off the back iron. Bixler leaps for the rebound. It's on the deck. 2 white shirts, 2 green shirts. Versailles comes out of there with it. Connor Van Skyock, who pumped in 24 last night, I think is on the floor for the Tigers. Yep, there he is. Outside the arc on the right, it's Martin. Hits a cutter in the lane. Houston right down the pike to the rim for 2.
Oh, my heavens.
12-7 Anna. 2:33 to go, first quarter. Uhlskamp. Bounce pass low in the right to Cam Stewart. A little looping four-footer makes it.
What a nice pass and a good job by Stewart because he got his arm grabbed. It wasn't called.
Sure did. He wanted to bank it. Because the arm was grabbed, he couldn't bank it. The ball went straight up in the air right down through the net. He'll take it. 2:14 to go, first quarter. 14-7. Anna up 7. On the arc, Ryan Martin for Versailles. Cross-court pass to the left to Van Skyock. deep in the right corner. Nasker penetrates against Stewart. Did he charge? Did he travel? What's been ruled?
They called a charge because he dropped his shoulder and gained advantage.
Anna leads 14-7. Rockets possession. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Anna started slowly. Trailed 5-4 after about 3.5 minutes. But a nice shooting streak since. Ball loose, top of the circle. Stewart tips it far right to Bixler. Cam Stewart, 6'1 junior out there now. Huelskamp steps back, arches the three over Van Skyhawk. Hits it! Huelskamp again. What's he got already, Chuck?
He's got 8, and I don't know. Nobody should have been worried about the kid's confidence in shooting the basketball.
2 more points tonight in about 6.5 minutes for Huelskamp than he had all last evening in the entire game against Jackson.
And they were all free throws last night.
1:19 left here in the opening quarter. 17-7, and in the lead but 10. Versailles rattled. Anna playing good half-court defense. Stewart on the arc against Stommen. Now Bixler against Stommen. Pass low on the right to Easton. Maneuvering against Dosik. Dosik crammed him. What a block by Griffin Dosik. Outlet to Huelskamp. Right side Dosik. Right corner Stewart. Dosik comes out to catch. Left side Bixler. Fakes right. Goes left around Stommen. Bixler to the rack. In and out. No good. Rebound by Anna. Bixler got his own board and was drilled to the floor. Let's see if he gets 2. In the act of shooting on the stick back, I think. Yep.
Well, I put it down. They better give it to him.
17-7, Anna, 49.8 to go here in the opening quarter of this game. Rockets with a 10-point cushion. Free throw by Bixler in the air. Good. 18-7, Anna, which has outscored Versailles 14-2 in the last 4.5 minutes or so. Anna's defense is really perked up down to her right. Rockets have got more pep in their step at the offensive end.
No doubt about it.
19-7, Bixler. Cans each shot. Here's Stommen being ridden by Bixler in backcourt. Stommen up and over the timeline. Stommen on the bounce. Only 7 points for Versailles. High screen from Easton. Stommen starts a drive. Shake and make move. Into Stewart goes Stommen, and he drew a 2-shot foul. Cam left his feet.
Last Saturday night, Stommen went around Daypore anytime he chose to. Tonight, Bixler doing a much better job.
Oh, yeah. Rockets have done a very fine job so far corralling Stommen, keeping a body and a half between him and the basket at all times. Free throw by Stommen is good. 19-8. Anna's lead 11. 32.3 to go here in the first quarter. Versailles pulled away, won the JV game over Anna. We'll try to keep tabs with all of our listeners on scores at Minster and Marion Local. Minster is playing host to Jackson Center. Marion Local playing host to Fort Loramie. Both foul shots by Stommen good. Then Anna makes a poor pass in the half court, tipped away to Stommen. Stommen blazes a trail down the lane, hits a teammate, Nosker, coming in from the left flank, and Anna blocks it and takes it away. Look at Bixler go, driving, shooting with the left hand. He tried a horse shot en route to the basket. It did not go in, but he was nailed in the side of the head, and Bart's got 2 free throws.
Well, I'll tell you what, Murray, who I thought had a good game defensively last night, had a heck of a block down there.
Bixler shooting 2 up and in. 20-9 in favor of Anna. Rockets scored 47 in 4 quarters last night, already 20 in less than a period in this game tonight. Second free throw dead on. 21-9 Anna. Here's Versailles in backcourt. Nasker to Martin. Martin strolls up ahead. Flips it to Stommen with 4 seconds left in the corner. He hits a 35-footer. Where'd that come from? Bixler at midcourt. 28-footer by him. Top of the key. No good. Off to the left. And the period ends. That was a big basket for Versailles. It cut the Anna lead to single digits. 21-12 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal. At Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door. About 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Oh, it's an up-tempo game so far, and it's to Anna's liking.
Yeah, this is how they like to play. Last night was a nightmare for them.
Yep.
16 points out of Huelskamp and Bixler in the first quarter. They had 12 for the game last night.
Isn't that amazing? Heaston's got the ball top of the circle for Versailles, which ended the first quarter on a bomb by Stammen. 21-12 Rockets. Heaston in the post. Baseline right to Toner. Now Stammen 25 feet away. Stammen takes Huelskamp to the elbow on the right. Stammen goes all the way to the basket. Drive. Lays it up and hits. 5 straight by Stammen. Versailles within 7. Look at Anna go. 40-foot pass down the floor to Bixler. Into the lane to Dosick. Shot fake. Bixler short corner. Right back to Dosick on the arc to Stewart. He lines up a triple. Bingo! He's got it. Cam Stewart, who couldn't find the range last night, zeroes in here. 24-14 in favor of Anna. Up the left side of the floor is Stammen for the Versailles Tigers. Anna's biggest lead was 21-9. Very late in the first. Outside the arc on the right, it is Ryan Martin. Foul line Heaston. Now Martin at the elbow. Picked up by Bixler. Weaved to Stammen. Stammen goes down the left side to Nosker. Back out to Stammen, 25 feet away. Versailles offensively thwarted briefly on this possession. Good defense by Dosick on Martin in the right corner. Here's a cross-court pass, dangerous, to Stammen. He powers his way below the foul line, down the lane. A little looper. It is in there.
I tell you what, he's working hard to get his points tonight, but he's got 9. He is one tough kid.
Yeah, he is, for sure. A lot of tough kids on this floor tonight. Huelskamp coming right back for Anna. A long-range bomb. A beauty. A trifecta for Huelskamp.
That's 5 threes now for Anna here in the first quarter in 2 minutes.
27-16. Rockets in the lead by 11. We played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Stammen, forecourt to the right. Toner comes out to set a pick. Head of the key. Stammen uses it. Slides down the lane. Shot the ball over Dosick. Short. Rebound Huelskamp. Huelskamp rips his way down the left side of the floor. Cross-court pass to a teammate. Baseline right, Leininger. Hits the cutter. Dosick in the paint, no good. Stick back is in. Anna's Murray in off the bench. 6'4 junior stuck at home. Anna's biggest spread, 13. 29-16. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Stewart tracking Martin very tightly at midcourt, and he fouls him. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go here in the second quarter. The lead is 13 for Anna. Ball inbounded 35 feet away to Stammen against Bixler. Coming out to catch Heaston. Dosick on him. Right back to Stammen. High left for Versailles. Straight away open from three-point land is Van Skyak. Doesn't shoot it. Hits the cutter Ryan Martin, who slips down the left side of the lane. He's nudged as he took it toward the basket. I think it's going to be ruled in the act of shooting. Murray picked up the foul for Anna. Ryan Martin's got a pair coming for Versailles, which trails 29-16, 5:18 to go, second quarter. Free throw by Martin is up there, a little lengthy, no good. Came right back to him. So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. 2 free throws were made by Martin for Versailles, and then Anna navigated the lane, drove the middle, fed it to Murray low on the right, up and in, an easy 2-pointer.
Yeah, Bixler got to the rim and then dished it perfectly.
And here's Bixler knocking Stammen to the floor right in front of Anna head coach Nate Barhorst. 31-17. Anna's lead matches its biggest, 14. Boy, the Anna Rockets, Chuck, look like the Anna team we saw a month ago.
They look like the number three team in the state of Ohio.
Yep. That got three first place votes in this week's poll. 4:50 left till halftime. Stammen out at the Tigers logo midcourt. Dumps it down Houston left corner. Dosick hedges. Houston drives through the paint area, all the way to the rim, around Dosick, hooked it up and good. 31-19. Anna's lead 12. 4.5 to go. Second quarter. Ball lob to Murray in the post. Works hard. He's double teamed. Gets out of the paint area just in time. Feeds Bixler. Bixler dribble drive into the lane. Throws it back out to Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp swivels to the foul stripe. Behind him for Dosick. High arching bomb short. Good rebound by Leininger. Anna still has it. Leininger foul stripe. Wraparound pass in the corner to Hjulskamp. Baseline to
nice.
Murray. Look at Murray
wow.
with a drop step up and good. What a play by Justin Murray.
Got a six-point quarter going. I thought he played well last night.
Boy, that was a drop step and a half right there. Didn't travel. He made the Versailles defenders look silly. And here's an over-guarding foul on Dosick against Stammen, 35 feet from the basket.
Well, he heads. He just didn't get there quite soon enough.
You're right. That was hedge action by Dosick. He was a little late getting there. Didn't quite have position set or could have been a charge. 33-19, Anna, 3:47 to go here in the second quarter. Chuck, I thought in the pregame 65 points might be needed to win this game. That looks pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's not looking bad.
Far right wing, Martin, cross court, Stammen, line drive, triple, rimmed out. Rebound baseline right to Hjulskamp for Anna. He triggers a pass up to Bixler. Deep right corner, three on the way. Missed by Elliott from distance for the Anna Rockets. Versailles got the rebound and threw it Hail Mary style the length of the court. Anna picked it off. Bixler coming back. Foul line, Jay in the air. Good. Vintage Bart Bixler right there.
Goal line, Bart.
Hesitation move. He rose up and buried it. 35-19, Anna. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Anna defending very well. It's Elliott guarding Nasker 30 feet out. Ball thrown to Martin. He's available for a triple for Versailles. Missed it off the back iron. Anna's got the ball. Rockets turn it into a track meet again. Leininger down the
wow.
lane. Running one-hander. Yes! Isaac Leininger with two.
Everybody getting into the action now. That's an 18-point lead.
Wow. Contributions from Anna players all across the roster. 37-19 Rockets. Splendid game by Anna here tonight in great contrast to last evening at home against Jackson Center. Here's Stammen, 25 feet away, steps back, lets it fly. He makes it. Big three-pointer for Versailles. 2:12 left here in the second quarter. Bixler driving baseline left around Stammen, running one-hander way short. No foul call. That was a good choice by the ref. Loose ball to Stammen for the Tigers. Hits the trailer, Martin. Deep right corner, Versailles. Another triple by Nasker, way hard. Long rebound by Versailles. Deflected by Anna into backcourt. Tracked down by Stammen. Shot fake baseline left by Versailles. Running one-hander is in. Nice driving play by the Tigers. Good shot by Van Skyock, who poured in 24 last night. Five straight points by Versailles. Little pick and roll. Bixler, Dosick, right around Houston. Up, no good. Bixler can't get the offensive glass. It comes down to the Tigers. In backcourt, Van Skyock gave it to Stammen. A minute 21 to go here in the second quarter. 37-24 in favor of Anna. Had been 37-19. We near a minute. Here's Martin, far left wing, Stammen. Sizes up a three and drills it. Here come the Tigers. 37-27. Eight straight by Versailles. Deep in the right corner. A drive by Bixler. Around one man, another one. Left it short. Here come the Tigers with the ball. 50 seconds to go in the half. Stammen. Van Skyock. Deep left corner, Martin. Now Van Skyock. Now Stammen. On him very tightly. Hjulskamp at the Tiger logo. Stammen still dribbles. Look at the clock. Looks at the clock. 37 seconds left. Step back three from 29 feet. Way short. That was like a turnover.
Yeah, that wasn't a good shot.
Rebound Elliott of Anna. Right wing Hjulskamp. He guns immediately. It banged off the rim. Corner rebound, though, by Leininger. He darts into the lane. Running one hand away, short. He lost control. Rebound for Sales. 15 seconds to go in the half. Long throw to Easton. To Van Skyock out of the corner. Missed it hard. 8 seconds left. Rebound Martin. Hooked it. Made it! For Versailles. Which is within 8. 3 seconds to go. Juleskamp. Cross the timeline. Can't get the shot off. Half ends. What a run by Versailles, which pumped home the last 10 of the second quarter. But Anna is still up 8. 37-29. It's exactly the kind of game we thought it would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rockets in the lead by 8 points here at the halftime break. Again, we'd like to remind you, new underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom-built into every home improvement project, plus Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. That's RegalTrophyAwards.com, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. Fine food, you'll love the catch of the day. And outstanding baked haddock at night. Open at 6 in the morning. That's Maury's Landing, State Route 362, Minster. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Upcoming in a moment, 37-29. Anna against Versailles, leading by 8. It's a track meet on the basketball floor tonight at the Tigers Gym. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, if you want entertainment, you've got it here tonight at Versailles. Exciting game, full of action, extremely fast-paced. It is frenetic at times. Anna really wants to push it for the most part. Versailles has allowed Anna to do that. The Tigers have given the Rockets a dose of their own medicine here at times, scoring the last 10 to finish the second quarter. 8-point game at the half, 37-29. Anna, Chuck, let's take a look at our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report.
Well, the stats that jump out at me right quickly is that the pace this game has been played at, Anna's turned the ball over once. Versailles has turned it over 3 times. Rebounding, Anna has a 15-12 advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards, 3-4 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Anna went 4 times. Bart Bixler in the first quarter made all 4 of them. Individual scoring for Versailles, they were led by Stammen with 15. He likes Saturday nights when we're here. 5 points for Martin, 4 for Heastan, 3 for Nosker, 2 for Van Skyock. They scored 12 and 17, 29 in the first half. On the other side, Anna led by Juleskamp with 11 and Bixler with 10, 6 from Murray, 5 from Stewart, three from Elliott, two from Leininger, nothing from Dosick in the first half scoring.
Wow.
They scored 21 and 16, and they lead at 37-29 at the half.
Amazing. Griffin Dosick has not scored.
Right, and they've scored 37 points as a team.
Woo. Unbelievable pell-mell pace to this game through two quarters of play. I thought Anna might have relaxed a little bit last minute and a half, 2 minutes, when they got the 18-point cushion. Versailles got angry and ripped off 10 straight points.
Well, Michael Stauman had a 10-point quarter, two threes, two twos. If you lose track of him, he's going to bury you, and that's what he did in that quarter.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Anna in the lead over Versailles by 8 points. 37-29 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. 37-29, Anna over Versailles here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our student athlete spotlight segment brought to you on scoresbroadcast.com by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success and has done so since our start 13 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. That happened back in 1982. And tonight, LaCal recognizes a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. For Anna, it's Riley Summer, a sophomore cheerleader, 3.8 GPA. She says her toughest subject is science. She's the daughter of Andy and Lisa, but she's an outstanding 3.8 student and has mastered that science course. Active in French club, serves at church, student council, undecided about college. She'd like to pursue business and maybe someday run her own business. She has a couple of Anna graduates in the family, two older sisters, Nicole Cook and Bailey Summer, are two older sisters who've already graduated from Anna. For Versailles, cheerleader Zoe Berger, a senior, 4.0 GPA. Her toughest course, language arts, but she has managed to master it with an A. Kevin and Kelly are her parents. They're both Versailles grads. She takes part in competition cheer, NHS, soprano and choir, FTA, FCA, Varsity V, and she's a youth leader at St. Denis Church. She would like to be a high school math teacher. She'll study at Bowling Green. She has a younger sister, or I should say an older sister, Peyton, a Versailles grad last year, and she is at the University of Indianapolis.
Riley Summer of Anna, Zoe Berger of Versailles, our Local Equipment Spotlight performers here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And once again, our Local Equipment student athlete spotlight performers tonight, a couple cheerleaders, one from Anna, Riley Summer, a sophomore, and Zoe Berger, a senior from Versailles. Congrats to them. Thank you very much. Back to action on the hardwood. We start the third quarter. Anna in possession in the road green, white numerals. Versailles, the home white. Orange numbers outlined in black. Anna up eight. Head of the circle, Bixler. Hand off to Hulskamp. Stammen and Nosker out front. Is that a zone defense by Versailles, Chuck?
Let me look and see if I can get a cutter. It looks like it might be.
Here's a baseline left play to Dosik. Shot blocked by Heaston. He's been a dynamo on the interior, shutting out Dosik for Anna so far. 30 seconds gone, third quarter. The lead still eight for Anna. Ball caught, baseline left by Martin. Right around Bixler. He's got the size advantage all the way to the rim. Got it for two. 6-point game, 12 in a row by Versailles. Here's Bixler, 30 feet out. Gives it up right corner, Hulskamp. Baseline right, goes to Elliott. Anna recognizing, Chuck, I think it is a zone. Here is Hulskamp feeling his way into the lane. Out back to Elliott. Shot a three, left it way short. Knew it was shy, followed it, got it. Threw it back to Leininger. Leininger to Bixler against Stammen. Fakes right, goes left. Little jab step again. Circles on top at the elbow. Straight away, Elliott. Now Leininger. 6-point lead, Anna. Straight away, Dosik. High archer. Way downtown. Missed it. Back brace. Long rebound, Leininger. Anna still retains possession. 6.5 to go. Third quarter. Way out on the left side, it is Hulskamp. Straight away, Elliott. Near flank, Bixler. Bixler guns. 27-footer off to the left. Rebound, Heaston. Versailles within six.
They're still playing man-to-man, and they're just really sagging inside, allowing Martin to take whatever shot he wants.
Tigers momentum right now. They finished the half with it. They've started the third quarter with it. Here's a drive, Stammen into the paint. Throws right corner, long jump shot, yes. From distance, Dakota Nasker poured it in. Stammen made it happen. And once up 18, Anna now leads by three. Timeout called. 2 minutes gone, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
I'm telling you what, Jack, this is really, I've never seen a game change quite this much.
Anna had a lead of 37-19 with a little over 325-330 left in the second quarter. It's now 37-34. Anna hasn't scored in better than 5 minutes. Versailles has ripped off 15 in a row spanning the second and third periods. And Anna's lead has shriveled to just 3 points. They need a goal desperately. Here's Dosik, still scoreless on the arc. Throws it to Yulskamp. He chucks it from way downtown. Missed it. It was long. Easy rebound. Weak side. Nasker for Versailles, who's coming off a made three. Throws to Staman. Backdoor play. A catch and a make. And Versailles is fouled while scoring. What a play, Staman to Martin. That was a laser-like pass from 25 feet out on the floor as Martin read the eyes of Staman. Martin faked out his man in the right corner for Anna. Made a beeline toward the basket. Backdoor play worked to perfection. Martin hit him with a strike. Or I should say Staman hit Martin with a strike. The layup was in. Foul on the play. Free throw for the tie. Good. 18 in a row by the Tigers.
Anna's bench was yelling back door. They just did not get back there. They didn't stop it.
37-37. Hillscamp, top of the key. Left side, Elliott. Ball high overhead. Elliott gives it up to Dosik straight away. He has still not scored. Deep in the right corner, it is Hillscamp. Now to Murray. Murray throws it to Elliott, far left side. Ball lob, baseline left. Through the hands of the Anna player and out of bounds. Off Murray last.
Yeah, that's a correct call. I know that Coach Barhurst doesn't like that. That was the right call.
5:01 to go here in the third. Six scoreless minutes by Anna. What a comeback by Versailles. This is unbelievable. 18 points in a row overlapping the second and third periods. Here's Martin, midcourt for Versailles. Behind the back on the dribble, head of the key. Circles back out on top toward the Tiger logo. Loses the ball momentarily right side of the court. Versailles can't save it. It's kicked out of bounds by Toner.
Yeah, he needed to give that ball up. He was trying to do too much, and Bixler was really harassing him.
You're so right, Chuck. Good D by Bixler. Helped cause the miscue. Top of the circle, Hulskamp to Dosik. Tied at 37. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Into the post area. It's Murray pivoting up and under. Blocked on the play by Versailles. Anna Bench wanted a foul. Here's Heaston roaming the court for the Tigers. Good defense by Anna. They knock the shot off the arm of Heaston. It goes out of bounds to the Rockets. Head coach Nate Barhorst for Anna beside himself. A foul wasn't called down or to her right when Murray shot the ball up in the lane. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Dosik high right gives it to Elliott. Elliott, Murray, Dosik on the floor. Don't see that combination too often. Far left side at Hulskamp, ball high overhead. Rockets need points. Haven't scored in 7 minutes. Here's Dosik outside the arc. Goes to the foul stripe. Matt Elliott. Right wing, it's Bixler. Dosik mid-post. Around Easton. Powers to the rim. He's got it. That's the first two for Dosik. First two for Anna in almost 8 minutes of this game. Down the floor quickly comes Versailles, which is down two, 39-37. Tigers have scored 18 straight. Far left wing, it is Staman, penetrates the top of the circle, being hounded by Hulskamp. Right flank, it goes to Ben Skyock. Throws it behind him to Nasker. Now here's Heaston, 35 feet out on the floor. Heaston starts to drive in the lane, wants to muscle and shoot. Hits Nasker down the paint. He stops. Throws it to Van Skyock. Now back to Nasker. Straight on. Far right wing, it's Heaston. Guarded by Murray. Little pick and roll. Heaston gave it up. Got it back. Wow. Laid it in. What a play by Versailles. Boy, they worked long and hard for that two. Quickly, Anna down the floor. Out of control. Baseline right. Traveling on Bixler. Timeout Rockets. We're tied at 39. It's a toss-up now. Anybody's game. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Oh, what a phenomenal game this is. It looked like Anna, fairly late in the second quarter, was going to blow the Tigers out of the Versailles gym. It was 37-19. And Versailles reeled off 18 straight points over two quarters, late second, early third, to draw even at 37. The teams have traded goals. It's 39 apiece. Dosik just got his first two of the night for Anna. 2:40 to go, third period of play. Here's Easton, 25 feet out for Versailles. He's on the dribble, muscles against Murray in the lane. Easton working up and under. Murray crammed it out of bounds. This game now, Chuck, being played with chips on the shoulders.
Yeah, it's a little chippy out there. They're kind of knocking each other around.
Right.
I think the officiating's been outstanding.
I think it's been excellent, given how ruggedly this game's been played. Oh, a good inbound. Ben Skyhawk hits Easton right in front. He banked it in. And it got mixed up in a screen. Versailles ahead but two. Here's Elliott. Here's Stewart. Top of the circle. Left side pass goes to Bixler at the elbow. Pick and roll. No one there. Loose ball. Murray's got it. He goes baseline to the rack. Lays it up. Blocked from behind, but a foul on Martin of Versailles. Two free throws coming here for Anna's Murray. Rockets need every point they can get now.
Well, that falling behind. I mean, you give up an 18-point lead, and now you're down two. It really starts to play on your mind.
Oh, free throw by Murray, way short. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Versailles 41, Anna 39. This was a 37-19 lead for Anna. Murray barely caught the underneath side of the rim on two free throws.
Yeah, that wasn't close.
Here comes Nasker over the timeline for Versailles. Spelled N-A-F-T-Z-G-E-R, Nasker. Swiveling around, throws an errant pass for Martin in the right corner. Good defense by Bixler of Anna, who defended Martin, the receiver, very well. He couldn't reel in the pass.
Yeah, that was a poor pass, very, very poorly executed.
Here comes Anna down two, 41-39. Bixler on the arc. Left side, Yuleskamp. Spins, goes to Stewart. Straight away, jacks up the three. It's way short. Rebound by Murray of Anna. He simply lost the ball. It went 25 feet up in the air. Stauman came down with it for Versailles. He runs to midcourt. He's shut off and fouled. Team foul situation. Three on Anna, one on Versailles. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Ball inbounded to Stauman, over guarding by Yuleskamp. Boy, the momentum in this game, Chuck, has changed against Anna like an avalanche.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is their type of game to play. They're just really having all kinds of problems on the offensive end right now.
Here comes Stauman up and over the timeline. What are the adjustments Versailles has made? I know they're sagging more.
Yeah, they're taking away anything inside, and they're doing a great job of keeping Dosik out of the game.
Here's a drive by Versailles. Down the lane goes Easton. Easton in traffic. He coughed up the ball. It rolled over the end line. Anna's got it back. Down two. A minute 12 to go, third quarter. On the arc, it is Bixler. Anna Rockets had 37 points with a little over 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now they got 39. It's amazing. 2 points in 10.5 minutes. Here's Dosik driving hard down the lane. Great defense by Versailles. Almost a walk. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Tigers.
Good defense, I tell you. Yep. Easton's doing a great job on him.
Oh, he sure is. That Easton-Dosik matchup has been won by Versailles. Here's a long 70-foot pass. Driving layup, Stauman. He leaked out. He got the layup. And is in some trouble. Down four. Boy, Rockets have got to right themselves in this possession. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. From the corner, Dosik starts a drive all the way to the rack, up and good.
Time for the senior to take over for Anna.
43-41. Versailles had gone ahead by 4 points with 40 seconds to go in the third. Midcourt, Nasker for the Tigers. Left side, Martin. Versailles may play for one. 22 ticks left in the clock. Straight away, Easton. Right around Elliott. Past Murray to the rack. He's got two more.
Evan Easton
is playing like a young man possessed. And the lead for Versailles is 4, 7, 6. 5 seconds to go. Deep three, Anna. Left corner. Yuleskamp, no good. Long rebound, Stewart. Fadeaway 30-footer. Missed it. What a performance by Versailles. Down 37-19. Tigers lead heading into the fourth. 45-41. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
The wrestling team would today won the regional tournament. They're going to stay next Sunday for the championship in the team dual tournament.
Hey, here we are on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. It is an old-fashioned barn burner. Here at the Versailles Tigers gym, 1,600, 1,700, maybe more, watching a heck of a game. What a rally. Tremendous comeback by the Versailles Tigers, who were down 37-19. They now lead 45-41. We start play here in the fourth.
Now they are 2-3.
Here is Dosik, gets the ball in the post. Good feed by Bixler. Ball stripped out of bounds by Versailles. Tigers' defensive shifts since late in the second quarter have turned this game around. Ball lobbed in the lane to Dosik. Shot fake around Easton. Up and good. Dosik with 4 points now in the last couple minutes.
He has 6 for the game.
45-43. Versailles leads by 2. Here's Stauman up the floor. Throws deep right corner to Van Skyak. Back out to Stauman, 30 feet away. Checked there by Huelskamp. Team foul situation, 3 on Anna, only 1 on Versailles. Cross-court pass, Easton. Check by Dosik on the arc. Easton's been superb tonight. Left wing, Nasker, around Leidinger, to the rim. Might have been off a defensive goaltending. Rebound good, though, by Easton. Anna might have interfered with it. Easton got the put back anyway. The lead back to 4. Top of the circle, Dosik. Left side pass goes to Huelskamp. Spin move, doesn't shoot. Riley wants to penetrate, cannot. Goes to Dosik, deep in the left corner. Shot fake around Easton to the rim. Up short, no good. Greek D by Easton. Dosik got it back. He's fouled. 2 free throws coming. Boy, that is a war right there. Easton at the offensive end trying to get the better of Dosik. Dosik at his offensive end. Trying to get the better of Easton. 47-43, Versailles by 4, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And they called the foul on Van Skyak, which was a break for Versailles.
Free throw, Dosik, swish. 47-44. Anna down 3. Second shot, Dosik got it again. 47-45. 2-point edge for Versailles. Token pressure in backcourt by Anna. Ball walked up the near side by Martin over the timeline. Angles right, 30 feet away. Dribbles between the legs. Hand off to Stauman. Being trailed by Huelskamp. Stauman right baseline. Below the rim. In the left corner, Nasker. Nasker retreats to the head of the key. 6:20 left in the fourth quarter. Far left side, it's Martin. Martin throws to Easton. Passes wide. Stauman on the recovery for Versailles. Stauman guarded by Huelskamp near midcourt. Stauman angles left. He's into the paint area. Dumps it down into Easton. Intercepted. Stolen on the play. But Dosik foul against Easton, who tried to rip it back away from him. That was super awareness by Griffin Dosik on the intercepted pass. It's in. 48-47. Anna by a point now. 5 straight for the Rockets. 5:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. What a great Saturday night game this is between a couple of fine clubs. Anna from the Shelby County Athletic League, Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Stauman outside the arc. Straight away it goes to Nasker. Nasker starts to drive on the way to the rack with a left hand. Shot it high off the glass. We've got a foul. I think the driver for Versailles was bumped en route. And it's called on the floor. Dosik's got 3 fouls now.
Yep, they called it on the rebound, and that is his 3rd foul. That's not good.
Not of the shooting variety. Versailles throws in beneath the rim to Easton. Far side of the court. Out back to Stauman. 5:31 to go in the game. Anna leads by 1. Fuels Camp on Stauman, who stretches the floor. He's 30 feet out in a little hot water. Throws into the lane to Easton.
Wow.
Easton coughed it up. Anna saved it. Here's a three-on-three break. Bixler, Fuels Camp to the rim. It came off. Tough break. Wouldn't go in for Sales. Johnny on the spot with the rebound. 5:07 to go, fourth quarter. Anna up one. Could have been three. Didn't get the roll. 48-47 Rockets. Tigers have it high right. It's Easton to Martin. Coming out to catch is Stauman. Guarded tightly by Yulskamp. Stauman now at the Tigers logo center court. He likes to spread things, likes to spread things out. Gives it up to Martin. Near side pass to Van Skyok. Now Stauman. Little jab step. Wants to motor toward the rim. He does. A running one-hander. Bouncing. It is no good. Skying for the board. Dosik. Anna wants to run. Quickly down the floor. Left corner. Out back it goes to Elliott. To Dosik straight away. Puts it on the deck. To the rim. Dosik. 2 points. Dosik coming alive. Anna gets a timeout, I think, what's been called, Chuck.
I think somebody tipped the ball away. There's something on the floor down there.
50-47, seven straight by Anna, 4:23 left, fourth quarter. Griffin Dosik has gotten re-energized here in the second half.
He's got 10 points here in the second half, didn't score in the first.
Near steal in backcourt by Yulskamp. He went flying over the Anna bench. 4:16 to go in the fourth quarter, 50-47. Anna in the lead by three. Inbounding Martin, four Versailles. Lobs it into Stauman, 50 feet away. Stauman strides to midcourt. Yulskamp on him, shoulder to shoulder. Stauman retreats, center line. Still bouncing, still bouncing. Outside the arc on the right, it's Van Skyok to Nafsker. Little pick and roll with Easton. Baseline right, shot fake, spin move, fade away. Blocked by Dosik. Loose ball to Anna. What a heck of a defensive play by Dosik. Here's a drive into the lane. Leininger for Anna. Knocked away. Stolen by Versailles. Here comes Stauman down the right side of the floor. Dosik didn't get in front. Couldn't square up. Four fouls on Dosik.
They can't afford to take him out.
Nope. 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna 50, Versailles 47. Tigers haven't scored, Chuck, in about 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
It's been one of those games. Somebody gets cold.
Stauman, right side, Nafsker. Elbow right, Easton. Backs down. Foul line, Van Skyok. Outside the arc, Nafsker penetrates. 10 feet away, 5 feet away. Running left-hander, short. Scrum for the loose ball. Easton's got it, lays it up. Too hard. Rebound, yanked down by Elliott. Huge board by Anna's Elliott. Anna's interior defense has really stiffened. 3 minutes to go in the game. Anna up three. Penetrating the paint area. Bixler to the rack. He loops it up and in. What a play by Bixler.
Man, I thought he was in trouble on the dribble, and he did a great job of getting himself squared.
Yep, he momentarily lost the ball, got it back. Here's Stauman up the floor for Versailles. Nearly fouled just as a timeout is called by the Tigers. 2:52 to go. Anna up five, 52-47. Great game tonight here at the Tigers Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
2 minutes, 52 seconds to go in the fourth.
They took Dosik out. I think that's probably a good move. Now they went up five. They can give him about a minute and then throw him back out there with these four fouls.
Right. Here's Heaston coming out to set a screen for Stammen. Deep right corner. Van Skoyak buries a triple. Van Skoyak nailed one from way downtown. Tigers needed a three. They got it. They set up the play. They set it up during the timeout. It worked. Execution Versailles. Timeout Anna. 2:33 left. Rockets up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, what a game, Chuck. We got a dandy here at Versailles.
That's a big possession right here. Two and a half minutes to go.
You're right. Foul situation, five on Anna, four on the Tigers.
Correct. Timeouts, two each.
Understand that Indiana defeated Michigan State 79-75 in a thriller at East Lansing. Here's a foul line jump shot by Bixler. No good off the back rim. Rebounding foul, not shooting. It goes against Anna, though. Now Versailles will have the ball out of bounds. A chance to run it up the floor, tie, or take the lead with a three. Second half has been a game of a few mini runs. M-I-N-I runs. Here, 10 players in backcourt. Versailles inbounding. Boy, you've got to keep an eye on that Van Skoyak. He poured in 24 last night for Versailles in the big rout here over Minster. He just made a three to cut Anna's lead from 5-2. Here's a long one by Nasker. Way off to the right. Heaston got the rebound. Raked away by Anna. Alert steal by Leininger. Up to Bixler. Bixler attacks in the lane, then throws it back out to Yulskamp. That was an airborne triple by Versailles.
Chuck. Wasn't even close.
No, when it left Nasker's hands, it was 2 feet to the right.
Right, but it was going to be a layup, and a great job by Leininger to pick him.
Yeah, the loose ball on the inside, but Versailles almost led to two. Here's a triple by Dosik. No, from the outside. Great rebound by Stewart to Leininger. Back to Stewart. A minute 37 to go. 14 fouls on Versailles. And up to 52-50. Baseline drive Leininger. Around a couple players. He beat Van Skoyak and made it. Huge bucket by Leininger of Anna. 54-50 Rockets. A minute 18 to go here in the fourth quarter. What a terrific game this has been. Here's Stammen penetrating to the rim. Left it short. No foul. Rebound Bixler. Bixler one on three. Hits the trailer Leininger. Left hand hook. No good. Tie up on the rebound. Taken away by Anna. Dosik's got it. Think he was fouled.
What a hustle play by Dosik, boy.
Boy, has Griffin Dosik come alive in the second half. What a second half by Griffin Dosik. Woo! He has turned it on.
He's doing it with four fouls.
And he's got four fouls. And, boy, he's playing his rear end off. Free throw, Dosik, good. He had nothing at the half, right, Chuck?
Right, he's got 11 now.
A minute two to go in the fourth quarter, 55-50 Anna. Second free throw coming up. It is in by Dosik. Rockets lead by six, 56-50. Versailles led, by the way, 43-39, very late in the third quarter of this game. And now Anna's up six. Backdoor play, Heaston. Great pass by Van Skoyak. Heaston gets the gimme. Tigers timeout. 50 seconds to go. Anna up four. 56-52 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't
Upbeat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Well, it's Saturday night at Brookins, Chuck. You know what that means, right?
Pork chops. Which sounds pretty good, because so far today I've had popcorn.
Well, we got 50.2 to go, and these fans and players and Chuck and I have all worked up an appetite for some Brookins. 56-52. Anna's got to take it out down to her left. They're up four. What a seesaw game this has been ever since late in the second quarter of play. Rockets do bring it down into the forecourt. It's Yuleskamp. Pressing hard is Versailles. They foul.
They had one to give.
Yep. They had five. That's number six. Next one is the 1-1. 38.4 to go. 56-52. Anna before.
Well, down four, you got to try to get the steal on the inbound face guard, and if you don't get it, you got to foul right away.
Versailles Tigers came from dead. Down 37-19. Led 43-39 with under a minute to go in the third quarter. Now Anna's turned the tables on Versailles. Played much improved defense. Anna leads 56-52. Foul called on the Tigers. And Yuleskamp goes to the stripe. Yuleskamp, a good free throw shooter. In excess of 75% on the year. He's got the 1-1. Anna by four. 36 ticks to go. Free throw by Riley on the way. Yes, he's got it. 57-52.
Well, we talked about fourth quarter free throw shooting. That is now 6-for-6 for Anna in the fourth quarter.
Nate Barhorst is one of the many high school coaches in the area now who tracks that very closely. Second shot, Yuleskamp. Got it again. Anna in the lead by six. 58-52. 34 seconds to go. Van Skyock in backcourt to Nasker for Versailles. Outside the arc on the left to a teammate. Goes to Stahman between the rings. Yuleskamp on him. Down to 23, 22. Stahman spreads the floor. Shoots a long 35-footer. Blocked by Dosek. What a double team by Dosek.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bixler and Yuleskamp together shut him down to where he had to take a forced three. And then Dosek, the other big three, came over, blocked the shot.
And then Versailles immediately fouled. 18 seconds to go. And Anna Chuck is going to avert disaster here at Versailles tonight. Rockets led by 18, went behind by four late in the third quarter, and have rallied to go up six.
This might actually mentally help them more if they would have ran them out of here tonight. But boy, for them to have to come back after giving up that 18-point lead, that's mental toughness.
59-52, free throw good by Yuleskamp. Here's the second shot. Had you lost this game, though, Chuck,
it would have been ugly.
Oh, mentally, that would have been real tough to deal with after losing last night, then losing an 18-point lead late in the second quarter tonight. Both free throws good. Anna's up comfortably, 60-52 with 18 seconds left. Chuck, let's take a moment, run down our fine underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear, located in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The in-between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Here comes Versailles down the floor. Stahman glides into a 35-footer. Banged it off the board. No good. Unmolested rebound by Dosek. Backcourt to Leininger. Versailles won't guard. Leininger dribbles it out. And that's it. The Anna Rockets turn back the stubborn Versailles Tigers, 60-52. Anna led 37-19. Unbelievably fell behind 43-39 and win it by a final tally of 60-52. Woo! Tell you what, Chuck, for game number 5 in 5 days, this game just about took the voice box.
it was... I don't know if I've seen a game that the ebb and flow changed as much as it did today. But a great comeback, great win for the Rockets.
Oh, this was an unbelievable victory, reinstilling all the confidence in the world for these Anna players. No question about it. Had Anna fallen tonight after exploding to a 37-19 lead, it might have affected them over the course of the next week or two. Who knows? But Anna rallied, went down by 4. There was a 22-point swing. Once Anna got up 18, Versailles went ahead by 4 late in the third quarter. And then over the last 9 minutes of the game, a 12-point swing in favor of Anna, which wins it by the final tally of 60-52. Whew. Unbelievable gut check. That's what it was.
Good win. Yeah, that was a good win for them. I mean, if they would have continued just to push it out and run them off the floor, they could have used that too. But this is something mentally that they can absolutely use as they go forward, because they've got, besides playing for seeding, they still got to win two tough road games in the Shelby County League.
Yep.
to win the league outright.
Wow. What a victory by Anna, 60-52 over Versailles. Versailles now 10-8 on the year. Still, of course, 4-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And the Anna Rockets, by virtue of the win here tonight, of Anna advancing on to a mark of 16-1. Of course, 9-1 in the league. The Shelby County League, to which Chuck referred seconds ago. Anna still, with that one-game cushion over Jackson Center, has got to beat Fort Loramie next Friday at the Redskins gym. And then on February 19th, a game at Rushi, which 2 or 3 weeks ago, Chuck, didn't look like it was going to be a real significant game. Now it's got major importance.
Absolutely. I mean, and if Rushi pays their electric bill this time, they'll probably get it in.
I needed that. I needed that. That recharges my batteries a little bit. Chuck, take a look at the scoring. Run down our Clancy's Award winners from this Anna 60-52 triumph over Versailles here tonight.
Anna had a 28-21 rebounding advantage. More importantly, 10-4 on the offensive boards. 13 of 15 from the free throw line, which included 9-for-9 in the fourth quarter. Versailles was led by Stammen with 17, only 2 in the second half. And then Evan Easton, who I thought was terrific, he had 14. He is the player of the game for the Tigers. On the other side, pretty balanced. They had 15 from Bixler, 15 from Huelskamp, 12 from Dosik. Those three, the big three, scored 42 of their points. The Clancy's players of the game, Dosik because of the terrific second half, and Bart Bixler, those are the two Clancy's players for Anna.
Oh, yeah, Anna could not have won this game without the resurgence from Dosik over the final two periods.
Absolutely not.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, I give head coach Nate Barhorst a lot of credit here tonight. He kept coaching his Rockets. He kept employing tweaks at the offensive and defensive end. I think the last defensive adjustment in this game that worked best was employed by Anna over the last 8-9 minutes of the game.
Well, I think he was forced to take Dosic off of Heaston.
Right.
But then I think they did a little better job because Dosic had to kind of lay off of him a little bit.
Yep.
They threw the other two big kids out there against him and forced him to shoot tougher shots. And I think that was the key there down the stretch.
Nate used the combination of Dosic and Carter Elliott and Justin Murray up front for, I would say, probably close to 50% of this game tonight.
Yeah, he played the big kids out there, and you're going to give credit on the other side. Boy, did they do a nice job on Stammen in the second half. Mm-hmm. He got 2 points after having 15 at the half.
And, boy, you've got to give a big pat on the back to the Versailles Tigers.
Oh, they could have folded 10. Down 18, yeah. They could have said, hey, we won last night. We're going to just take the rest of the night off. Boy, they didn't. They came back, played hard.
And what we saw was an explosion. Versailles wiped out the 18-point deficit. They looked a lot tonight for about half the game like they appeared in that contest last night against Minster when they won by 32 points.
Well, I've seen Versailles 3 times now. They didn't play very well at all against Fort Loramie.
Right.
They played great against Rushi, and I think they played great again tonight.
Uh-huh. And I think Versailles is rounding into its own. It could be a very good tourney club. Anna as well. The Rockets win it by 8 points. Again, Anna's next game is coming up next Friday against Fort Loramie. That's the next encounter for the Rockets. It's on the road. In fact, Anna has got games on the 8th, 9th, and 11th, a makeup game at home for the Anna Rockets on Monday night, February 11th. After the game next Friday at Fort Loramie, the game next Saturday home against Greenview, then a non-league makeup game against Miami East on Monday the 11th before playing Minster on Saturday night the 16th. That, of course, a non-league game, one we'll likely cover on Scores Broadcast. And then Anna and Rushi on a Tuesday, February 19th.
Right.
That's the game that was not played because of the power outage.
Right.
To which you referred several minutes ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that they didn't pay their bill. They had a power outage, but
right.
At least that was their story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, it was going to take a game like that because I'm tired, and it was going to it kept me in the game. So that was a fun game to do on a Saturday night.
It sure did keep us in the game, and then a whole bunch more after that. Again, I just got a final score. I'm in disbelief. Indiana with 6 or 7 healthy players beat Michigan State at East Lansing.
Well, Tom Izzo didn't figure out a way to cheat this time. So.
79-75, Indiana over Michigan State. Not sure if Kyle Arnes played in that game, but that is a shocker. Absolute.
That's all where Justin Arnes got 7 minutes tonight in Ohio State's win over Rutgers.
Good,
so good for him.
Good. And the Versailles Tigers High School Club gave a very good account of itself here tonight against Anna. As these two teams split games this weekend, Versailles beats Minster, loses to Anna. Anna loses to Jackson Center and nips Versailles with an excellent fourth quarter. Believe it or not, Anna was down 43-39, Chuck, with about 9 minutes to go in this game. 43-39. So if you do the math, what a 21-9 finish by Anna over the last 8.5, 8:40 of this contest.
Well, they outscored them 19-7 in the fourth quarter.
There you go.
And they outscored them 21-12 in the first quarter.
Yep.
There's your win.
Middle two quarters
was Versailles.
Strong play by the Tigers.
Yep.
It was a game of runs, some of them longer than others, and Anna had the best and last run to close out the game. Earlier today, the Fort Loramie girls won the Shelby County League Championship, beating Anna easily. Fort Loramie owns a 2-game lead in the loss column. Fort Loramie's got 1 game to play on Thursday against Bodkins. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on Site Engineering. Our next webcast comes up quickly. It's Monday night. Minster girls at Ottoville. It's a repeat of the state championship game last year in girls D4. Ottoville ranked 10th
in the state of Ohio. Just two setbacks. Minster, number two in the state of Ohio. They collide on Monday. That was the best night on which those two clubs could meet when the advanced planning was done over the summer on the schedule. A Monday night affair up at Ottoville. It's going to be warm. Should be a comfortable drive. Should be a very good game. Coach Kleeman does a great job. Of course, Coach Wiss does as well at Minster. And it should be a superb contest on Monday. That, by the way, will be game number six for us in 7 days.
Yep, it's starting to feel like it, too.
So, again, for Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Versailles, where Anna has come from behind in the last quarter plus to defeat the Versailles Tigers 60-52.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.